From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Friday, June 24th. As early as this morning, the U.S. House is expected to pass the nation's first gun law reform in decades. The bipartisan gun safety bill was approved by the Senate last night. The Safer Communities Act would enhance background checks for buyers between 18 and 21 years old and provide hundreds of millions of dollars for school safety and mental health. The deal does not ban any assault-style rifles or high-capacity magazines. Another major company is headed out of the city, and the timing could impact one gubernatorial candidate. Billionaire Ken Griffin is moving his hedge fund, Citadel, to South Florida. The announcement comes only days from the Illinois primary. Griffin has donated $50 million, mostly into Richard Irvin's GOP campaign for governor. Citadel joins Boeing and Caterpillar as relocating their headquarters away from Chicago. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in town today. She's expected at the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials Conference in the city. Harris will also make a stop in Southwest Suburban Plainfield. Instead of trading the 18th overall pick, the Bulls used their only selection in last night's NBA draft on Arizona guard Dalen Terry. The 19-year-old 6'7" wing player is expected to add some versatility to a Bulls team in need of some depth. It'll be sunny with some afternoon clouds and a high of 91. There's a chance for a few showers early Saturday morning. For CBS Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.